Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer is coming to an end, and seeing as we've already gone back in time once today, I decided, you know, it might be time to take some time to reminisce about some of the finer headlines that we've read during the summer over the last few months.
All right.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The Top 10 Mike Hawk headlines from the summer of 2024. Here's what he didn't want you to know. The late French film star Alain Delon said in an interview he wanted his dog Le Beau buried with him when he dies. Just one catch. The dog was still alive when the late actor passed. Ruh-roh, Raggy. Quote, if I die before him, I'll ask the vet for us to leave together. I'd prefer that to knowing that he would let himself die on my tomb amid so much suffering. A bit dramatic. To the relief of animal lovers everywhere, Le Beau was not buried alive with his dead master. See, they're killing the dogs, Mike. They're killing the dogs. And you are part of the cover-up.
Well, hey,
Positive Friday.
Easy now.
What's the dog's name? Something.
I forget.
Oh,
Le
Beau?
I'm working on it.
I'm a Lupin guy.
Lupin. So I decided to go back in time and look at some of the headlines that we read throughout the summertime. I'm excited because I forgot a lot of these, but I remember each and every one of them.
All right.
So starting with most recent, going to kind of the earliest of the summer headlines there. Do you guys remember this one? Indiana man poisoned wife's Coca-Cola with cocaine, MDMA, and BZD so he could marry her daughter.
Yes. I did not remember the first part, but I do remember the marry her daughter. And wasn't the daughter in on it?
Yes. She was encouraging him to kill her mom so that they could get the inheritance and marry each other.
Yay.
Like, dude, just break it off with the, you know, I'll give you the money. I don't give a damn. I'd like to live.
Yeah. That's all you got to do. Just get a divorce. You don't need to kill anybody. Even though you want to, don't.
Does anybody remember this one? This one made me laugh. Pokemon World Championship finalist disqualified for rude gesture during match.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What did they say? Well, they said he's rolling dice.
He was rolling dice.
When he win. And
that's right.
I want everyone to imagine that you're rolling dice in your hand and tell
and
me.
He was caught on camera doing that with a
snarky
face on. Well,
if you watch anybody roll dice, you could.
It's the angle.
There's also
I shoot dice all the time.
There's also I don't believe.
Well, what do you mean? What's wrong with that?
But do you think that's what he was doing?
I think he was doing this.
No one shoots dice like that.
I'm not gonna lie. It's been a minute since I played the game. I don't think there's dice involved. It's a trading card game. So
yeah.
Well,
he said he's mimicking rolling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly. But Ted, bang, you know what I'm gonna do next time I go to Vegas? I'm just gonna play one round of craps, just to shake the dice vertically.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Bam.
Sometimes I'll throw them backhand,
and
too.
And when you throw them, I go,
that looks cool.
God damn it, Miles. Anybody remember this one? McDonald's worker started fire at restaurant because his Sunday shift was too busy.
I vaguely remember that.
I feel like we've all been
there.
I mean,
that's just a man that broke.
It was.
Yeah. I mean, that's too much.
I don't know if he broke, man. I think he just didn't want to be there in the first place, and then it was a busy shift.
But you started a fire. That is the point that Ted is making. At that point, you're broke. What a lot of people would do is walk out of work and say, I quit.
Yeah.
When you start a fire, you go, you snapped.
Ted, I wonder if you remember this one. There was a steakhouse in New York City that they actually put up a disclaimer on a photo of Perry Como. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, you're not Jeffrey Epstein. I'm answering for Ted again since you busted my balls.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. at Peter Luger's?
Yeah. There was a picture of Perry Como, but it looked so much like Jeffrey Epstein that they kept getting questions like, why in the hell do you guys have a picture of Jeffrey Epstein? They're like, this is Perry Como. It's not Jeffrey Epstein.
Most guys I've ever seen are in Seattle.
Anybody remember the headline about the phone scammer that tricked a woman into undressing on FaceTime?
Yes.
So basically, they were phone scammers to get into her bank account or something like that. I don't remember the story fully. But they said, we have to do a full body scan. And so they got her to strip down on FaceTime and then just basically go spread out like that and then do circles so that they could give her a full body scan on FaceTime. Which, I know that victim blaming is a no-no, but at the same time, it's like not a single red flag.
No, listen. I know that victim blaming is a no-no, right? Sometimes the victim is incredibly stupid. Yeah. We worked with a woman, this is back in Baltimore, and she was talking about her dentist. And we're all just bitching about the dentist. No one likes going to the dentist. And I can't believe that they also do breast exams. And no one had the heart to tell her. We were just like, did she seriously just say that? She was dead serious. Yeah.
This one might have even been a shot of the day, Mr. Hill. But it says, modern day miracle man, 30 years old, who woke up from a 244-day coma, is struck and killed by a pickup truck.
Oh, God.
He had just regained the ability to walk.
Did we do the shot of the day to that or no? Because we try to avoid people dying.
We at least brought it up.
But it's just like, dude, you've got to be kidding me. You woke up from a coma, they let you out, and you get hit by a truck. I mean, it's just...
Here's one from during the summer. Again, these are some of the top headlines of the summertime here. There was a man who the government had declared him dead, and he tried forever to get them to basically reverse. He's alive. He's alive and well. And so what does he do? He goes on a crime spree. What are you going to do? Pin it on me? I'm dead. You can't do a doggone thing.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. But right, didn't he do that specifically to say,
correct,
I need you to acknowledge I'm alive? And the government's like, no. All right, I committed a crime. Now suddenly you guys recognize that I'm alive?
Right.
Funny how that works.
That's what I was going to say. Then it's like, oh, no, you're totally alive.
Yeah, exactly. Now all of a sudden we're good with it. Here's another headline. Death Valley tourist hospitalized after burning feet on sand dunes hotter than 123 degrees.
Yes. Anybody that lives in Palm Springs, not Death Valley, will tell you, I do not want to go out for about 4 months out of the year.
Right. Right. Let's see here. Anybody remember this headline? Early on in the summertime, again, these are the top headlines of the summer. Sheep start behaving strangely after eating 100 kilograms of cannabis in a greenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but they ate it all.
Every
they did not leave a scrap.
No, they're sheep.
They
but
ate
these were
all
not
of it.
Drug dealers. These guys were growing weed, right, for the industry.
Right.
Because I remember the farmers like, look, it's kind of funny because the sheep were obviously stoned.
Yeah.
But that was all my product. Like, that's how I make money.
They also broke into an indoor facility. It was not outdoor.
Right. It was a greenhouse.
Indoor, yes. They got into that thing and then ate everything.
Just ate all the marijuana. Yeah,
they didn't eat the tomatoes.
Here's a headline. Driver picking up body from Shadyside Nursing Homes takes patient who is still alive.
Man.
I remember that one.
Yeah, somebody messed up bad.
Yeah.
Zip her up.
You can say that. Grandma's
just asleep.
Yeah, they put her in a bag, too. Yeah.
Did she end up dying like a couple days later, though?
She did a few days later.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Look, her death was not a surprise to people. The problem was that she was not dead. So she did die a few days later, but the family's like, right, that's when you zip her up in the bag, not when she's close, but when you're done.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to have that feeling twice in 4 days.
No, man. Typo leads to release of accused Cleveland killer from jail.
I don't remember that.
So what it was is that they were trying to release somebody else, but they had their numbers within the system were off by like a single digit.
All right, and it's like so the inmate number. Yeah.
Exactly. And they screwed it up and they ended up letting a convicted killer go.
But the thing is, if you're the convicted killer, right, and they say, hey, all right, Mike, you know what, man? Papers came down. It says here, we let you out.
Right.
It's not like you know.
Right.
That you just go, wow, that is unbelievable.
So other than you're sitting there like, I should have like 20 years left on my
sentence. Well, even if you have a life sentence and they're just like, hey, it's your day to get out. I'd be like,
you're going to leave.
Right.
Yeah,
no question.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And didn't they actually have some issues with that? Because does that fall under like double jeopardy rules and stuff like that?
I don't think it does for the inmate in that point because he did not escape. He did not trick anyone. There was no fraud. They made a mistake. Your number comes up. So we let you out. And the guy, he's not going to question it.
Right.
There's
and
no
you're
way
not
he says,
you're not re-arresting him for the crime he did. You're rearresting him because you let him out on a technicality.
Right. Okay.
So it can't be, it wouldn't be double jeopardy.
Right, because you're not trying him again. I understand that. Okay. And then this is one of the oldest but top headlines from the summer that we read right here on this very program. Woman in Osaka charged for driving suitcase without a license.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that was a Who Sucks Less
thing. That's not a one-off. They're continuing to do that there.
They still do that.
Yes, they're still in airports.
Well, the thing is, she was on the
sidewalk.
She was on the street on the sidewalk. And it's not like they go 20 miles an hour. This thing goes maybe top speed 5 miles an hour, slightly faster than people walk. And so she ends up getting arrested and fined and all this. And she's like, look, I'm going to be honest. I did not know it was a crime.
Right.
I'm riding a suitcase. That's just not a crime that gets brought. America's Most Wanted is not centered around people riding a suitcase.
Yeah. Right.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.